Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Well, no Gwen and no Chris here on 97.3 The Fan in the afternoon today. You're going to get Scraby and Soprenant and Scraby, whatever you all want to say out there. We have a full 4 hours ahead, T-minus less than 24 hours until spring training. And I'm curious, Braden, we haven't talked about this the entire day yet because I wanted to wait until we were on the show to get your thoughts on the Padres, the Jason Hayward signing, the Gavin Sheets signing. We'll get to that in just a second, but let's set up the show. We got a bunch of stuff for you today. We're going to actually be taking your phone calls here in the first hour of the show, so hold on for that. We'll talk about that at the end of this segment. We'll also get our thoughts on the Padres going into spring training. We'll have our Daily Gambit. We have a Big Five. We have Brent Sobleski talking about the NFL and the NFL draft. Also, Brain's really excited about college basketball tonight. There's a lot of college basketball games. We have San Jose State playing the Aztecs up in San Jose. Huge game for San Jose State, or not for San Jose State. Huge game for the Aztecs to beat
Aztecs
San
need
Jose
to win.
State.
Aztecs definitely need to win. Aztecs need to basically take care of business the rest of the way out, and they definitely need to cash in a couple of quad win one opportunities, especially at Utah State and then home against New Mexico, which might be a quad two game by the time that game rolls around. But yes, this is a very important game for the Aztecs, still sitting as the last four team in the latest bracketology, trying to make their way to the NCAA tournament.
See, I've been making fun of this whole first four thing forever, and now the Aztecs are square in the first four sites. I mean, unless they win their conference tournament, they are probably, don't they have like 1 foot out of the entire tournament right now?
Well, being a last four team in, yeah, I wouldn't feel super comfortable about that. I got a couple friends that are Aztec fans, like, oh, everything's fine, everything's great. If my program is in the last four in category, I'm not confident nor feeling great. Get yourself
fine.
Out of playing in Dayton, Ohio. But I will say this, teams that usually win in Dayton usually win the first game. I mean, the 11 seeds do a lot of damage, especially the ones that are not from Power 5 conferences or Power 4 conference opponents. So, you know, San Diego State may be playing Georgia in that game. They'd probably handle a mid-level, low-level SEC school in Georgia. And then who knows where they would go on to play, but best to stay out of that game as much as possible. Why make it harder for yourself? But you mentioned it's a great college basketball game tonight. Coming up in about 2 hours, Tennessee's at Kentucky. The 5-ranked Tennessee Volunteers, 15th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats. Arizona's playing at K-State, who's on a heater right now. Maybe a trap game for Auburn tonight against Vanderbilt. Auburn and Alabama, 1-2 in the country, are playing on Saturday. Florida's at Mississippi State, 3-22. Purdue's at Michigan, 7th-ranked Purdue versus the 20th-ranked Michigan Wolverines. Iowa State at UCF should be a good one. Alabama's got a trap game at Texas. Georgia, Texas A&M. And then UConn's playing Creighton tonight. There, you got great college basketball.
I am very, I'm envious of your passion for college sports, because you just named off literally every game that's happening tonight. It has anything to do with the end of the season. So good job there, Brady.
It's all, they're all great college basketball games. Big college fan in general.
Yeah,
we got college baseball starting up on Friday.
And you call the play-by-play for USD, don't you?
That is correct.
What is their outlook on the season?
They should be pretty good.
Like, tournament good?
Yeah, they're expected to win the West Coast Conference. The first time that they picked preseason number one in the WCC since Brock Ungerich took over. And they open up with my TCU Horned Frogs for a four-game series this weekend. So,
who a little torn there. For
that's,
one.
That's right. Everybody out there has already asked, who are you rooting for in that game? I'm like, well, one of them pays my checks, and the other one I paid a ton of money to go to school
have,
there.
You have the, like, almost the plausible deniability of, hey, it's my job. I'm just going to call the game
100%.
Right down the middle. It's my job.
I'm
I have to.
Usually a neutral broadcaster, and you'll see me get excited for both teams in the neutral
broadcast.
But
you're on the USD broadcast. You don't favor USD?
The home games are technically on ESPN+.
Oh,
so the home games
so
are TV.
Everyone.
And then when we go on the road, it's for USDToros.com. So.
All right, well, last thing before we get into the Padres. You won Disneyland tickets.
I did.
Super Bowl squares.
I got the last of the Super Bowl squares.
What were your choices for prize?
I got the first choice because I won the last square.
Oh, so you had everything on the board? You picked Disneyland tickets.
I mean, a four-pack of Disneyland tickets is worth more than $110.
It's kind of like $1,000,
yeah,
think.
Exactly. And
that's
a
good point.
So last year, I won the fourth quarter last year. And they went to overtime, which means I wasn't going to win the overtime one, which is an extra prize.
Ah.
Rob Zilla won overtime.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, well, maybe Rob Zilla goes to Disneyland a lot. Maybe he'll take the Padre tickets. And he took the Disneyland tickets. And I was like, well, there goes that.
Yeah.
And I ended up taking the Padre tickets. It was the next best thing last year. And I'm like, I could go to the Padre game whenever I want.
Literally.
And Rob Zilla, I'm pretty sure, goes to Disneyland more than a couple times a year. I've seen him do it on social media. And I was like, we should have just switched. So this year,
you took it.
I won the fourth quarter again. No overtime. Didn't have to worry about that. And Rob Zilla won the third quarter. And so I got first pick, and I picked the four-pack of Disneyland tickets. He had the second pick. He picked the Padre tickets. So
it worked out for you this year. Finally.
And I should have. I was close to winning like three of the quarters, but some catastrophic thing happened. And the one that was the worst was in the third quarter when Kansas City finally scored. I had Philly 4 and KC 7. And Kansas City decided to go for 2 for no reason.
Well, hey, they got to catch up somehow.
Yeah, 4 times 8 is 32, not 34. I mean, they were still...
You never know.
It was never going to happen.
You never know.
It was a waste. And so as soon as they line up to go for 2, it's like, I lost.
If there's one person who can bend mathematics, it's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, this is going to be a three-point play.
Yes.
A three-point play like in basketball.
Actually, Goodell just called down. It's a four-point play, everybody.
Well, with Kansas City, if they don't get it, they get the 1 point back that they were going to get on the point
and
after.
And they get 6 timeouts for the rest of the half.
So they line up for 2, which means I lose that.
Yeah.
And then Kansas City scores again, and I have, because at our company, for example, we did the reciprocal score too.
Okay, can you explain that?
So, like, if I had Philly 4, KC 7, right? I would also, the person that had KC 4 and Philly 7
also
would also win.
Oh, I've never even heard of that. But Chris and I actually were reading the email during a break yesterday, and it kept saying reciprocal winner. We're like, what the heck is a
reciprocal
winner?
That's the flip. So, like, if you had, like I said, if you had KC 7 and Philly 4, you also won. So, but you got whatever the other person didn't pick. So they had the prizes. So there's like 4 different prizes. You either get a prize or a cash prize. And if you pick the prize, then the other person got the cash prize.
Adam was very on top of this. He sent about 17 emails during the Super Bowl updating everyone. And Braden ends up with the Disneyland.
So I didn't. So the first 2-point conversion screwed me out of the whatever. And then the second one, I had the reciprocal of the score, which means I would have had at the mercy of the other pick.
Ah.
If Kansas City got the 2-point conversion or something, or didn't get the 2-point conversion, and they got it.
Oh.
So I lost out on that one. And then at the end, with like a minute, it was like under 2 minutes to go, I was like, well, if Kansas City gets the ball back and they get a 2-point conversion,
I'm good.
I do have KC 2, Philly 0.
And it was 40-6.
Yeah.
16 at that. No,
14. It was, actually, I needed them to not get the 2-point conversion, so they didn't. So they score. KC scores, and they had the they made the last 2-point conversion, and I was dialed in. I was rubbing my hands, defensive stance. Philly, we need to stop right here. One stop, and we're going to Disneyland. Almost like I was a Philadelphia Eagles fan, which I wasn't. I mean, I did root for them.
Gambling does that to you.
But I was like, come on.
Let's go.
I just need one stop. Let's get it done.
Who are you taking to Disneyland? Happened.
I don't know. I got three other spots.
Wow.
I got the tickets. I picked them up today. I got till June 15th to use them.
All right.
But now with Disneyland, you got to like make a reservation or something like that. So I got to plan it out. And
my sister takes care of that now because my nieces come down, and the deal is she'll pay for my ticket if I also help her chaperone. My brother-in-law refuses to go to Disneyland. He hates it.
That seems like a fair trade.
So, yeah, she pays for the ticket. I'm the other rider. We have an even number of riders, so she deals with all that stuff. And she's really good at, like, the app, and I know that there's different fast passes.
Those are called lightning lanes.
The lightning lanes.
I don't think the mouse says it like that. But
oh, come on. The mouse needs to say it like that.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
All right. First segment, almost in the books.
Come on.
I'm not sure. What was that?
You.
I'm not sure if... Now, let's not start the Padres just yet. We'll get into that in the second segment. But I do want to get people's phone calls. And we want to hear from you 24 hours ahead of Padres spring training, how you're feeling, if you think the roster is going to be okay, if you're worried about the roster, if you want to trade someone, if you don't want to trade someone. Basically, if you have a rational thought, you can give us a call, 833-288-0973. I'm not in the business of, I remember taking this phone call. If you think that Jake Cronenworth is going to move to catcher, please don't call, because it's not going to happen. And so we're going to get into the Padres here in the next segment. But Jeff Passan wrote this article this morning, Braden. Juan Soto's deal was so big that if you combine every free agent dollar spent this winter by, wait for it, Cardinals, Brewers, Marlins, Padres, Rockies, Twins, Mariners, Cubs, White Sox, Pirates, Phillies, Reds, Nationals, Rays, Braves, Guardians, Red Sox, Astros, Tigers, Royals, A's, and Angels.
Did you just list every team in Major League Baseball?
Juan Soto made more than they've all spent in free agency this year.
Not surprised.
The Mets have spent over $1 billion in free agency. Like 75% of that is Juan Soto's contract. The Dodgers in the last 2 years have spent over $1 billion in free agency. All Jeff Passan's article told me this morning is that they want people to spend, but now we're spending billions of dollars and not hundreds of millions of dollars. And I don't understand how they think that a team is going to be able to keep up with two teams spending over a bill. It's ridiculous.
It is. We'll dive it. We can dive into that if you want.
All right. I'm going to put Juan on hold. Stay right there, Juan. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. We'll talk Padres. We'll get Braden's thoughts on Jason Hayward and his signing over the weekend, and also Connor Joe. So stick with us. We'll be back here shortly on 97.3 The Fan.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
DSW semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals, going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about, like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores, or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, settled in here now on Gwen and Chris. Filling in for Gwen and Chris today, Scraby and Soprenet, Soprenet and Scraby. And I was very happy earlier when I was making our graphics that I spelled your name right, Braden. It is S-U-R-P-R-E-N-A-N-T.
That is correct.
First you R. said that most people forget the R, the first R.
The first R, people forget it all the time, but it's there.
So you get Soprenet a lot?
Yeah.
Does it bother you?
No.
Okay, good.
It happens. It's hard to spell. It's 10 letters.
Crabby. You know, crabby is a good one. I get a lot.
Okay, crabby.
I get crabby a lot. I am kind of crabby from time to time.
Crabby anyway, from time to time.
Yes, anyway.
Jason Hayward finally signed. Officially.
I know. Oh, he did officially now.
Yeah, Padres put it out.
Okay, so Padres. All right, let's jump off on that. Connor Joe on Friday, then later on Friday, reports of Jason Hayward being signed, and now the left field platoon looks to be intact. Braden, we gave our thoughts yesterday. What are your thoughts on bringing in Jason Hayward and Connor Joe?
I don't mind it. I don't mind the moves. I mean, this is basically where you're at right now and where your money is right now. That's what was going to happen. That's kind of the player that you were going to get, is a player like Jason Hayward and a player like Connor Joe. And I don't mind taking a risk on a local guy, right, out of Poway High School. Went on to play at the University of San Diego. We've had a good track record with local players playing for the San Diego Padres. So, you know, maybe you could take a chance on some of these guys. And, you know, same with Jason Hayward. Jason Hayward hasn't played very well the last couple of years, but you do know what you're going to get out of Jason Hayward. You're going to get a solid defensive outfielder. You're going to get a guy that puts together big league at-bats, and you have a big league veteran that's going to be, you know, either coming off the bench or maybe spot starting. And he's one of those players that have always had a good track record in the clubhouse, guys that are going to help out the younger players, especially in the outfield. I think it's worth bringing these players in. And when you have the budget that you currently have and you've spent a lot of your money already, these are the players that you have to hit on. And sometimes they work. David Peralta,
yeah.
Donovan Solano, and sometimes they don't. Robinson Cano.
Ooh, good point.
Nelson Cruz, Matt Carpenter. Yeah. Those are the risks that you have to take. And if you thought you were going to go out there and sign an Alex Bregman-level player,
it's not going to happen. We knew that from the beginning, that they weren't going to be signing big
right.
money,
or even
anything.
Even players making $8 to $10 million.
Which, you know, it is kind of frustrating for me that you see easily affordable players going off the board for $8 million.
That seem affordable. They're not affordable if you can't afford them.
I know that. It kind of drives me nuts a little bit. But like you said, though, with the Matt Carpenters, with the Nelson Cruises, I've drank the Kool-Aid the last few years. Okay, these guys are good clubhouse guys. These guys are going to come in here. They're going to do some things. They're going to help this team. I fell for it. The banana in the tailpipe, as we say on this show. I fell for it twice, Braden. I don't know that I could fall for it again. And that's how maybe I'm so negative on the Jason Hayward thing.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, you look at his numbers and everything like that, and it seems a little deflating. I think with the way the Padres have spent money the last couple of years, it seems deflating when you don't have another big offseason. And, you know, it's almost like, that's why when you start dating a girl, you don't want to go too fast on the expectations. You can't take her to a steakhouse the first night because then she's going to expect something better the next time. And so far with the Padres last season, it was like Manny Machado and Xander Bogaerts and Tatis extension and all these trades. And then it's, well, this is what we can afford now, and where's the next big thing, right? So that's, I can see why Padres fans are upset about that, but at the end of the day, you know, it's, they balanced out the roster. And my question to everybody else is who else are you going to go put there when you're making deals for $1 million?
That is the big question, because you're not getting, you're not even getting, I was going to say Donovan Solano, but you're, like, $1 million limits you almost to guys like Jason Hayward or guys that are in AAA. I mean, yesterday we were calling them lottery tickets, Braden. That's what Jeff Sanders has characterized some of these guys, which is, it's true. The lottery tickets paid off last year. I hate that there's a chance that they're going into this season hoping that lottery tickets hit again. And I don't know that there's another option.
It's not a sustainable solution. I mean, it will work every once in a while, and sometimes you win the lottery, and sometimes you don't. But
I win the lottery now.
Never.
Never compared to
somebody
winning
does.
The lottery.
Somebody wins it.
But, I know.
That's just kind of where they're at right now. So, you know, $1 million to Jason Hayward. Connor Joe gets $1 million with some incentives. Those are the risks that you're going to have to take, and maybe one of them works out, and you don't know. I mean, Jason Hayward didn't last on the Dodgers the entire season, ended up going to the Astros at some point in time. So it is what it is. I'm totally fine with those signings. I'd rather have a veteran guy there than maybe try a Tirso or Nellis out there. But
I'm with you
maybe you let Hayward and Connor Joe start the season and give time for Tirso to play a little bit and see what you got. But the more players you can bring in, like a Gavin Sheets too, the more competition there is in spring training. And the guys that make this 26-man roster are going to play their way onto the team, which means they're going to be hitting their way onto the team, which should be good news for the Padres when they start the season.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm confusing a few people out there because usually I'm so positive about these things, but I don't know why this didn't strike me the right way. But if you want to give us a call and tell us your thoughts on the Padres, what you think is going to happen here in spring training, 833-288-0973. Let's go to our first caller today, Juan. Hello, Juan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
Well,
Juan. You said you wanted to talk about the upcoming season. You're positive about it.
Yeah, for the most part. I think it's been said over and over, but I think it needs to be reiterated, which is the fact that we have a great core. I can't imagine a team with a healthy Tatis, Machado, a healthy Bogaerts, and a Jackson Merrill could be terrible or even really that mid. I could see them being maybe 5 to 10 games above 500.
Mm. And that's a success for you? 5 to 10 games above 500?
I mean, 10 games is competitive. That could be a postseason spot. But, I mean,
yeah,
I would say that's the low. I guess that's the lowest, and then our cap would probably be 15 to 20.
All right, Juan, thank you for the phone call. If they go 10 games above 500, that's a good year. I mean, that's 91 wins, right? Am I doing my math wrong? 10 games above 500 is 91? I'm pretty sure it is. I would take that. 86 wins? I don't know. I guess I can't determine that. Are they getting in the playoffs, Braden, with 86 wins?
Maybe. I mean, you just don't know how everybody else is. You just start comparing it to everybody else in Major League Baseball. For me, as long as you make the playoffs, it doesn't really matter what that win total is. When you start looking at win totals, you're thinking about trying to win a division. That's obviously, on the grand scheme of things, not necessarily need to be number one priority. I'm sure it'd be a nice goal for the Padres to reach. It's going to be very difficult for them with the state of the division. But at this point in time, the way everything stands in Major League Baseball, you got to just make the playoffs and take your chances in smaller series against some of these big teams, most notably the team in Los Angeles. And you know what? You got a good enough team as assembled with a lot of guys coming back that you have already paid good money to. A lot of players, especially the young ones, that can improve over and over again, that could make this team be able to beat some of those teams in a smaller series. So from that perspective, you should be excited for Padres baseball because they're better. They're better than most of the National League. I mean, they are better than most of the National League. And the thing is it's just not a guarantee. And I know where Padres fans are upset. They see the 24 straight innings of not scoring against a team that ended up going on to win the World Series, that is the division rival, and then spent an enormous amount of money during the offseason to improve upon their World Series caliber team. And when your team does not maybe make the moves that you think they should make in order to get in this arms race with the Dodgers, you feel disappointed before the season starts. But at the same time, you got to look at the roster and realize that you have a really potent lineup. You have a good pitching staff. You have a good bullpen. Are any of them elite? Probably not. Who's to say? I think they got to get a lot of contributions from the bottom half, and maybe some of these players are taking a risk on. But you look at the lineup that they have, and when you have these guys under contract for a long time, that's why you sign these guys long-term contracts, because you know you're going to be in the conversation for a playoff spot. And in reality, all you got to do is make the playoffs, and then you can see where your luck falls.
All right, Juan, thank you for the phone call. Actually, you know, Prolific said something on the chat that about Juan's phone call that, you know, is important. And these guys haven't all been healthy the last couple of years. Manny Machado coming off the elbow injury, Fernando breaking his leg. Fernando said he's 100%. Manny said he's 100%. And it's really hard sometimes to remember that they have spent so much money, because it's not shown to us often. It's not like each year we see how much money everybody's making. When you sign someone, it's right there in your face. So it's hard to, I guess, as a fan, not understand why the Padres aren't spending the $10 million. But this is what's in front of them. This is what they had to deal with this offseason. And AJ Preller, as we've said, he knows what he's doing. He'll figure it out. Last year, they went into the playoffs, or they ended the playoffs with 12 players that were on their roster, their playoff roster, that weren't on the 40-man going into spring training. So there's still time.
Well, they didn't even have Arise by the time they played their first game, and they traded for Cease before they flew to Korea.
And no one knew Jackson Merrill was going to be amazing.
No, I didn't think that.
I'm not worried about Jackson Merrill, but I think that a lot of the season's success does fall on him being as good as he was last year. And I think that he can be, but I guess I'm worried about nothing at this point.
I mean, there's going to be some prizes on this team. I do like the fact that they're all healthy going into the season. That's always good. They're not all going to make it through the entire season being healthy. That's just almost impossible.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fact that Machado's entering the season healthy, he wasn't last year. The fact that Tatis is entering the season healthy, he wasn't last year. He missed a significant amount of time.
I mean,
Luis Arraez.
Yu Darvish was gone all last year.
Yeah, Yu Darvish missed some time. I mean, Luis Arraez was hurt last year as well. I mean, these are all players that should be entering the season fully ready to go. And, you know, I can't wait to watch Fernando play.
Me too.
At his age and all the development he's gone through. I mean, he's not even close to being in his prime yet.
Was he 25 or 6?
Yeah, he's 25, 26. But he's going to continue to get better.
Tim says on the chat, can anyone explain to me why Tirso has seemed to be completely written off by everyone already? I would imagine left field should be his to lose at this point. I'm not writing off Tirso or Nellis. I just don't know enough about him. I don't think you can go into the season naming him the left fielder before spring training. He's going to have to prove himself in spring training. He's going to have to make sure that he wins that job. I don't think it's his to lose.
It's not his to lose.
It's Connor Joe's and Jason Hayward's to lose right now.
They're the veterans.
That's who they're bringing in. So, all right, more phone calls when we get back. Let me just put you on hold. Don and John, stay right there. More phone calls, more thoughts on the Padres going forward on 97.3 The Fan.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
DSW semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest is your chance at the ultimate trip to Las Vegas. All you have to do is download the Odyssey app, log in, and listen to 97.3 The Fan for at least 1 hour to earn your daily entry into this national contest. The grand prize is travel and accommodations for a winner and three guests to Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, where you can watch the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. Plus, $20,000 cash. So make sure you go to the Odyssey app and listen for at least an hour a day, and you'll be entered. Brayden, you ever been to Circa Resort?
I have.
It's pretty awesome, I gotta
I've
say.
I've never stayed there, but I did the Circa Swim.
Okay, how did you like Circa Swim? When,
it was all
right. What part of the year were you in?
September.
Okay,
college
so that's
football
a good point.
Saturday.
Yeah, that's a good point for
you. Yeah, did a college football Saturday there. I would have preferred to be in the sports book over the Circa Swim, which is
why?
The same
Why? Because it was
thing.
Like 105 degrees
well,
outside?
It's just like I'm not huge into it's just rave music the whole time. It's
yeah,
just,
that is true.
The whole time, and you're just like
when you stay
after like a couple hours, you're like, oh my god.
It closes at 11 p.m. But when we first checked in, Chris, they asked us who wants the music until 11 p.m. and Chris immediately goes, "Not me," and so he was down the hall. But I had a great view of that big TV.
Oh yeah,
amazing.
The Circa Swim was cool.
It was amazing.
It's a cool time for sports throughout the year. That obviously the NCAA tournament is probably the best time to be out there.
Yeah, so, you're gonna
good opportunity.
I mean, the sports book is overwhelming, to be honest, but. We have a chance to play we have a chance to win a qualification to Motley Crue later in the show. And we also have some SD Legion tickets to give away at some point during the show as well. So we were talking about the Padres, and Juan called in and said 10 games over 500 would be good enough for him. And the reason that my math is in question, the chat is letting me know that record math is not the same as real math, so you can't just take 81 and add 10. So 86 wins would be 10 games above 500. Thank you, chat, for letting me know. 86 wins would be, as you said, bubble playoffs. And I mean, going into spring training, I think it's not unfair to think that they can win 86 games with the guys that they have right now.
This is why they tell you, Matt, to never do math on the radio for things like that.
Oh, I do it all the time, though.
You should probably never do that again.
No, it's going to happen. I do math all the time, but I thought you could just add 10.
And then you can calculate
it. I thought you could just add 10.
Pull up an Excel spreadsheet and okay. Do it for you.
Let's go to John. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. Hello, John. How are you doing?
Great. I want to say highest respect for you guys for not jumping in and loving this trade and kind of calling it like it is.
Okay. What's on your mind?
What I believe in this season is, as you just pointed out, their over-under is 86.5 wins for the season. So since you have my real name, I advise somebody in a state where they can bet on the games put $500 on under 86.5 for me.
Oh.
And I'm a Padres fan since 1980. I love this team. Terry Kennedy was my favorite, so...
Why? Well, I mean, is it just because of the current roster that you think that they're going to go under 86? You don't think that they're going to have the right guys? What is it?
I think the vultures are coming out with the ownership, and now it's all about money. And I think our man's hands are going to be tied with what he can bring to the team this year.
All right, John, that's a fair comment. I mean, I think we all know that the lawsuit has put some unknown restrictions on things this offseason, but that is something that we can, that is something that is not going to change. So that's the card that has been dealt to AJ Preller. Let's go to Don. Hello, Don.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. What's up?
What's going on, Don?
I'd like to backtrack a little bit just to last season, if I may.
Okay.
You know, all the millions of, I've been a ball fan since I was 5 years old in Detroit. I came out here in the Navy, 75, and just fell in love with the Padres. Tony Gwynn guy, you know, 84 was an awesome year when we played the Tigers. I was rooting for the Padres. Unfortunately, it didn't go well, but, you know, that's baseball. But last season, with the tens of millions of dollars that the Padres paid for our guys, Machado, Tatis, et cetera, where do you think we would be last season without Merrill? Without a relatively unknown guy that came through like a freaking rock star for the San Diego fans and for the Padres. I personally think if we didn't have that young boy in our lineup, we would have had an awful season, you know?
Yeah.
It was a fluke. I'd just like to get your take on that.
Thank you for the phone call, Don. If they didn't have Jackson Merrill last year, they are not making the playoffs, and I don't think they're above 500. I mean, Jackson Merrill, there was a stretch in August, was it, Braden, where he was hitting walk-off home runs, game-tying home runs in the ninth inning or later. He had 25 home runs. He hit, I think, 292 or 288. Without Jackson Merrill, that team's not a playoff team last year.
No, that definitely not. I mean, he saved them. I think Jerickson Profar kind of saved them. Based on the roster construction, and that was the risk that they had to take last year. Again, we said it before, it's not a long-term sustainable solution to continually try to rely on, as you mentioned, lottery tickets, but those are the risks that you have to take when you are in the situation that you're currently in. And last year it worked out with Jackson Merrill really taking over and being a high contributing player for somebody that's not making a lot of money. Same thing with Jerickson Profar. I mean, $1 million for Jerickson Profar, and the guy has a career year. It makes the All-Star game. I mean, those two players in particular really helped carry that season for the Padres and put them in the position that they were put in. So when you make these moves with Connor Joe and Jason Hayward, that is the risk that you're trying to, that's the risk you are making. And as I've mentioned before, it's not always a guarantee that it's going to work. Donovan Solano, David Peralta worked out with the Jerickson Profar, with a Jackson Merrill. years it hasn't worked, Matt Carpenter, Nelson Cruz, Robinson Cano. I mean, you can go down the list of some of the years where those moves did not work. So that's where the Padres are at. They have to get some contributions from some of those players and hope that somebody will rise to the occasion. I mean, we saw the Tirso Ornelas conversation in the chat. I mean, if he plays well and has earned a spot in left field and can give the Padres a lot of play in left field and get them some at-bats, everything that they need to succeed, then he's the unsung hero. There's got to be some of those guys that have to rise to the occasion and fill in the loose spots that the Stars can't, you know, carry the team with. And we're going to see who those players are once spring training starts and once the season starts to get going.
I would have said, you know, that Jerickson Profar was more of a lottery ticket than Jackson Merrill, I guess, because Jackson Merrill, yes, we didn't know what he was going to do, and we didn't know he was going to be that good. He was a high draft pick. I mean,
he had 40 at-bats above AA, and
that is true.
And he was playing a position he never played before at a professional level.
I take it back. He's a lottery.
Baseball.
He's a lottery
That's
ticket.
100%
a
lottery ticket.
I take it back. You've convinced me. Lottery ticket. All right, give us a call if you want to talk Padres. 833-288-0973. Tell us about what you think about the roster, all that stuff. Jake in Lakeside. Hello, Jake.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Pretty
doing
good.
Well, Jake.
What's on your mind?
So, you know, getting Connor Jones, Jason Hayward, you get what you pay for. It is what it is. Not going to complain. I would have rather see David Peralta, just because he was on the team last year, built some sort of chemistry, you know, see him in the dugout doing the freight train with all the guys and everything, having that home run against the Dodgers. But I mainly wanted to focus on pitching because it's not a secret that we need another starting pitcher. And mostly I've heard Nick Pivetta, I'm pretty sure his name is, guy from Boston.
Yep.
Is that his name?
Yep.
Yeah. So that would make, I believe, 5 starting right-handers, righties.
Mm-hmm.
What about, you know, getting a lefty? Because as of right now, we have 4 righties. If we get Pivetta, which I don't see us getting Pivetta just because we give up that draft pick. So maybe, I don't know, take another gamble this year on Andrew Haney, maybe a lefty guy, or flipping Suarez for some prospects and getting those prospects to trade for a lefty who's not a free agent. I don't know. Something
all right,
like that.
No, Jake, that's awesome. You've thought that out, I have to say. And I don't think Nick Pivetta is on the Padres' radar just because he's a free agent and he's just going to cost too much money. I mean, that's the excuse for everything with that. But
well, and as you mentioned, he's gonna cost you a
draft pick.
Yeah, because he received a qualifying
yes.
offer.
I those guys like the Andrew Haney, those are the guys that we're going to see. I mean, how many times throughout the years have we seen the Padres bring in the Rich Hill, the Jake Arrieta, just trying to eat some innings? We're probably going to see some of those guys. They do need a lefty. Brady, what do you think about trading Robert Suarez? Because we've talked Dylan Cease, we've talked Michael King. I, at this point, don't want either of them to go anywhere because the rotation is going to be much worse without them. But Robert Suarez is the new hot topic.
I said trade him at the beginning of the offseason. I think that's the player that you definitely have to trade. He's going to cost you $10 million this year. And I think he is at his full potential of trade now. This is the highest it's ever going to be for Robert Suarez for a couple of reasons. One, he's going to opt out at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So if he pitches really well this year, he's going to be gone anyway. So you might as well get something out of him. I thought the way that he finished the season last year was a sign that he's obviously not a player that at his age is somebody that's going to continue to be at the level that he is at. He's 34 years old. I mean, he made the pros when he was 31. He had a great story, had to pitch in Japan a little bit. He comes over to the United States, finally gets an opportunity with the Padres, throws straight gas over 100 miles an hour. Great to see with a closer, but he's basically just got a fastball. Trevor Hoffman was on the show with us during FanFest, said he's really worked on that changeup, so hopefully that changeup's pretty good. But at this point, the areas that you can afford to trade to kind of save some money that you can get some help back, obviously you're going to get the most for a guy like Michael King or Dylan Cease. But when you're trying to get something back, eliminate some payroll, and still have a successful team in 2025, the answer is trading away Robert Suarez, because you have a guy like Jason Adam that could close games for you, and you have a good back end of your bullpen, and some of those starters and players that are competing for starting spots can be long relief guys in that bullpen. And when you get a closer like Robert Suarez, he's a luxury that teams always need at the trade deadline. So maybe if you can get him a little bit earlier, send him off a little bit earlier, you could get a little bit more back. Maybe it'd be more desperation at trade deadline time. But I'm totally on board with trading a player like Robert Suarez to try to help out. Now, you either get some farm pieces back that can help you in the near future. I think you'd have to get guys that are ready to just finally be ready, that are ready to make this flip to Major League Baseball. Or, as Jake said, maybe you get a couple that you can package with some of the lower-level players that you have in your farm system to go get a starting pitcher. I don't think they necessarily need a lefty per se. I mean, obviously, it'd be nice to have some, but I think there's a lot of moves that you could be made with a guy like Robert Suarez. I wouldn't be opposed to trading a guy like Jake Cronenworth either. And it sounds like his name's out there a little bit in trades.
Xander Bogaerts, but I just don't think you could ever trade that contract.
You can't trade
in my mind, it's 0% chance that they trade that contract.
I mean, I'm sure they keep asking to see if anybody will bite, but I doubt anybody bites on the Bogaerts thing.
Yeah, they're going to have to pay some of that.
I think there's more of a chance to bite on Jake Cronenworth, and that frees you up money. I mean, he's getting $12 million a year all the way through 2030, and he's already 31 years old.
Prolific said, Jake Cronenworth hit 133 in the postseason. I can make an argument that everyone didn't hit in the postseason after Game 2 against the Dodgers. I don't blame Jake for the postseason follies.
I don't think you can trade a player just based on his playoff performance.
No,
I mean,
no.
Guys like,
I think Jake,
like Trent Grisham had a great divisional series
and look
at
what
one
happened.
Time. Right. I will say with Jake Cronenworth, I mean, he's a very streaky player. Very streaky player. When he's hot, he's very hot. When he's not, it is a struggle to watch him swing the shillelagh. So when you have a guy like him that's making $12 million a year, and you can't and you're trying to save as much money as possible and try to bring the payroll down, if you could get somebody to take on his contract and take on Jake Cronenworth or Robert Suarez, to me, you do that. Try to facilitate some of your farm system. Try to get rid of some of the payroll off your roster. That's another player. He's a player that I think you can't afford to lose more so than a Dylan Cease or a Michael King, even though they're free agents at the end of the year.
Yeah, there's have you ever seen the movie Apollo 13?
Yes.
Okay. So you know the part where they're trying to figure out how to get the lunar module home, mm-hmm. and they have only a certain amount of power?
Mm-hmm.
AJ Preller are the engineers, and the Padres are the Apollo 13 crew. AJ's trying to fit a round, what is it? What's the saying?
A square peg
in a round hole. They're trying to cut enough power so that they can land. Like, he's working with, from the outside looking in, he's working with not a lot. And he's doing a pretty good job, I guess. But we'll see what happens. Spring training. I'm not going to panic until spring training is over. If opening day, there's still not a rotation, then we might panic a little bit, Braden.
I don't think it's really time to panic.
What about Quintana? I've seen Quintana's name. And Jose Quintana is a 36-year-old pitcher, starter, lefty. You go to SpotTrack, his salary is projected at $8.3 million.
I mean, if they're not spending, I mean,
that's what I'm saying, Braden. They're not going to give him $8 million.
No, the players that you might be looking at are like the Cal Quantrills of the world and everything like that. I mean, what you're going to get with the budget that you have is just not very great. I think, honestly, you have better options on guys that are trying to make a rotation in this organization than you do with any type of free agents that you're just hoping they're just going to eat innings for you.
Yeah. Jacob is asking on the chat, who is the duct tape in my little scenario? Because duct tape was a big part of Apollo 13. The duct tape is Mike Schilt. Mike Schilt has to keep all this together. And Mike Schilt can keep all this together. I mean, they are going to be starting tomorrow. We're going to get Sammy Love reports tomorrow. So we're finally going to get to a point, Braden,
pitchers and catchers,
where we don't have to just talk about things over and over and over again. We'll actually get some...
They're
going to
be throwing bullpens.
Stuff.
What else are you going to get out of that?
I don't know.
Like, see how his bullpen looked?
What did you think of the Super Bowl?
The game or the broadcast?
Okay, both.
That was good. I mean, the game itself wasn't very good, but I'm not a big Chiefs fan, so I was it was fun to watch them get smoked. Defensive line for Philadelphia dominated the trenches. That's where you win in the National Football League. That's where you win in any level of football, is in the trenches. Offensive line, defensive line. Philly didn't even blitz one time against KC, and their D-line
destroyed. As a football coach,
destroyed.
How crazy is that? To like that know crazy. That they had a bunch of sacks without blitzing once.
If my D-line's better than your O-line and I don't have to blitz and I can have seven guys, eight guys drop, it's great.
Where has that O-line play been all year?
They haven't been very good all year. And they've
but it didn't seem to be that big of a deal.
They finally got exposed for what their offensive line has been a problem for the entire season. And Mahomes was on his ass almost the entire game.
He was.
In the Super Bowl, and that makes it difficult.
Did you see some people are making excuses that he threw a ball early in the game and he hit his head on the ground, and everybody says, or the Chiefs fans are saying that he may have had a concussion, that's why he played so bad.
That's not why he played bad.
No.
He had no time to throw. His last level progressions he couldn't get to. That's usually the thing that saves him. And he made a lot of throws that he usually gets rewarded for.
Yeah.
That he didn't get rewarded for. He does make a lot of bad throws that he gets rewarded for on some bad decisions. And this time, they didn't work.
Are they actually bad throws if he completes them more so?
Rolling out to your right and throwing across your body late in the middle of the field is always a bad idea. But it works out for him. And Sunday, it didn't. Because Cooper DeJean was there.
Cooper DeJean. I mean, can you imagine having you can't have a better birthday. You win the Super Bowl, you pick off Patrick Mahomes.
What a great way to start 22 years old.
Seriously.
What did you do? What were you doing at 22?
Drinking. That's what I was doing.
Not getting a pick in the Super Bowl for a touchdown?
No, I wasn't even close. I thought maybe I could play at Palomar, but that didn't work out either. All right, that is it for hour number one. When we get back, we're going to go over some Daily Gambit. We still have a lot ahead. Brent Sobleski at 3:40. Scraby and Soprenant until 6 p.m. on 97.3 The Fan.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.